This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. 1 in 10 people are food insecure. 1 in 8 children. That just can't be. So we got to do our part, Pittsburgh. Give us a ring and talk to our call center. So many great volunteers pulling together today, Doran, at 412-663-5664. And you can text NEED to 50155. You could also go to 937thefan.com to make your donations, brought to you by Phase 4 Learning Center. We're very excited to be joined, as we always are, by Curtis Aiken, who likes to kick things off every Feed the Need morning. Of course, Curtis, a Pitt legend, Pitt broadcaster, he's with us right now. Curtis, thank you so much, as always, for kicking things off, man. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Adam. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we are wonderful. When we were texting back and forth last year, this year, you've talked about how important this is to you. And if you wouldn't mind, can you just speak on that for a minute here, Curtis?
Well, yeah, I grew up in an area that, you know, was plagued by a number of things, and food insecurity was one. So I know how it feels to be in a situation where you go to sleep hungry, your friends go to sleep hungry, and I'm just happy to be in a position now where I can help be a part of kicking this off with you guys every year. It's my favorite time of the year. It just makes me feel good to be a part of something like this. And good morning to you, Darren, as well.
Good morning, Curtis. And what was the message whenever you were a player and as a young player, at the University of Pittsburgh? What was the message to being more than just basketball and realizing that, and you obviously have your individual and singular situation that you learn from with giving back, but from your teammates to, you know, your other comrades whenever you're playing, what was the message that it's more than just basketball? You have to learn to give back. You have to have the awareness that these things are going on outside of basketball.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to play with a group of guys, so it didn't necessarily always come from the coaches, you know, which was important. We had a great coaching staff, but, you know, I came up with a bunch of guys and teammates that, you know, had similar backgrounds. And, you know, our goal was to be in a position where we could give back, where we could be in a position where we could make a difference. And not just, you know, when we graduated from school, but we did a number of things while we were in school to show that we cared about our community, and I could continue to do that.
Curtis Aiken joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. It is the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. We'll continue to talk about this wonderful initiative here in a moment, Curtis, but as you watch the NCAA tournament, are you surprised at all that there's 4 ACC teams in the Sweet 16, or are you not surprised by that?
Well, I tell you, I was starting to believe what all the critics were saying throughout the year, that maybe our lead wasn't that good. But that's all, you know, obviously I was focused on our lead. You know, I called games in the ACC, so, you know, I was really locked in the ACC. Didn't pay a whole lot of attention other than when obviously big games were on from other conferences, what the other conference was doing. But, you know, I am somewhat surprised that, you know, we're playing as well as we are, you know, from top to bottom. Obviously Virginia – Didn't necessarily think that they deserved to be in the league. I mean, in the ACC, in NCAA tournament, I should say. In large part, I thought that that was our slot that they took, but that's another story. But, you know, I'm just happy to see how Clemson and obviously NC State and North Carolina, those schools, how well they're playing, how they're competing, you know, night in and night out.
Do you think if Pitt were in that they could be one of these teams in the Sweet 16 right now, Curtis? Because I think they were good enough to do that.
I do. I think, you know, just particularly the way they were playing at the end of the year. I mean, everything was clicking on all cylinders. They played with, you know, more than the confidence they were playing with, they were playing together. They had found something. I think they started to trust each other. They were playing with obviously a great deal of passion, but they actually was going out having fun. And that's a dangerous team when you have a team that really cares about each other and having fun doing it.
Curtis, keeping things how they are right now and expecting the people that are eligible to come back next year for this Pitt basketball team do come back, how dangerous can that team be next year if everybody does come back that's supposed to?
Extremely dangerous. Obviously, you know, we need to fill that five slot. You know, we need to get some more size. But, you know, this team, so talented. You know, when you have team, obviously losing Blake Henson is going to be a little bit of a void there. But, you know, that three-guard tandem was just, you know, terrific. And when you got guards that can get into the paint, can spray the ball out, score the ball, and great shooters. I mean, those guys can just flat-out shoot the basketball. And that's a dangerous team. We have a team that can shoot the basketball the way that they do. And again, I can't overstate enough how much they care and like each other. And that says a lot.
Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. A $1 donation can provide enough food for up to three meals. 412-663-5664. That's how you get in touch with our call center to make donations. You can text NEED to 50155, or you can go to 937thefan.com. Curtis, earlier on in this conversation, you talked about, you know, nobody should have to go to bed hungry. Nobody should have to go to bed not knowing where their next meal is coming from. What do you think? One of the things that I think needs to be mentioned on this show is, you know, people should not be embarrassed asking for help. People shouldn't. People, if you need help, reach out to the community food bank. Do you have any other messages that you wanted to pass along?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, if you're in the position to help, you have no idea what kind of impact that you can have by just giving. I was in a situation, obviously, where, you know, there was other families that gave and helped my family out. And that's a big part of my motivation. But, you know, it had a tremendous impact, a direct impact. I mean, it put smiles on my family's face. And, you know, just being in a position to do that now just makes me feel good to know that I can help put, you know, not only make a family happy, but also feed them at the same time. So it's so, so important. This is one of my favorite times of the year. I appreciate you guys having me be a part of this because I know the direct impact that it's going to have on a family.
Curtis, I was sitting at an event with Joe Starkey, who does middays for us from 10 until 2, and he grew up in the Buffalo area, and he told me, has he ever talked to you about you guys actually played against one another out in high school? The way he described it is he thought his team was pretty good. He fancies himself a wonderful spot-up shooter. He said everyone knew, Curtis, that you were different because you were gliding out there.
I do remember playing them, and I won't mention how many points I scored, but, you know, Joe was a good, great guy, and, you know, he had an impact on the game, let's say that.
Was he guarding you, Curtis?
I guess you can call it that.
We
joke about that all the time, though. It was a lot of fun.
Do you happen to remember how many points Joe Starkey had?
I don't, but I'm sure he'll tell you that, you know, it was a nice number.
Curtis, you're an awesome guy. We couldn't appreciate you more for kicking things off every single year for the Feed the Need Radiothon, man. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, and, you know, I'm going to donate $1,500, and hopefully that has an impact. And I thank you guys for having me, and I love what you guys are doing in the community as well.
Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you so much.
Let's go Pitt.
It'll Pitt.
Take care. I'll throw one in. Go Pitt. I can do that. I can do that for that. Thank you, Curtis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.